opera house in the 1600s was a social center. Audiences talked, ate, gambled, and carried on all sorts of intrigue during the show, pausing only to hear their favorite arias. But opera was not the only musical activity flourishing in Venice. The Basilica of St. Mark's also provided a setting for musical experiments, encouraged by its art-loving administrators. The church's unusual design created acoustical effects that had long challenged composers. Giovanni Gabrielli arranged choral and instrumental groups at different sides of the cathedral, having them play both alternately and together. Though not the originator, Gabrielli became the master of these grand effects. Gabrielli was one of the first composers to specify dynamic gradations, or levels of loudness, in his music, and to call for specific instrumentation. His music, based on an expansion of the motet idea, used vivid contrasts instead of complex polyphony. These novel effects heralded a new set of artistic and musical values based on sharp contrasts and vigorous expression, unlike Renaissance music. The new style, which gained ascendance around 1600, was given its name decades later. Baroque, implying flamboyant or overly ornate. Ancient myths, with their heroism, grandeur, and excitement, were popular with Baroque composers. They used common formulas understood by both musicians and listeners to represent the strong emotions they were trying to express. 17th century musicians believed that a small piece of music, or a selection of a larger piece, could express only a single mood or emotion. Its impact was strongest, they felt, if a section depicting one particular mood was heard following another with a different feeling. Contrasts of loud and soft, or fast and slow, such as those introduced in St. Mark's Basilica in Venice, were used to produce the desired effects. Baroque composers introduced another element of contrast in their music by using a flowing melodic soprano line and a strong supportive bass line, breaking away from the smooth blend of sounds and colors considered ideal during the Renaissance.